All right, we are gonna do it. Are you ready to do it? Are you guys ready to do it? All right, apologies to everybody who was watching the show last night. We had audio trouble. Turns out my OBS was fucked. It still might be fucked, but I rebuilt all the scenes and all the sources and everything. I updated the software that was causing it to crash. We should have a pretty good program. I already see a problem already, but I'm gonna fix that now. God damn it. Holy shit. How is this gonna work? This is gonna be tough. This is gonna be tough. Torito. We already have problems. We already fucking have issues. I can't get the overlays to work. This is just the worst day of my life. You know what the problem is? You restart this software and then it moves everything around. I'm gonna fix it. I'm gonna fix it. Oh, I think I'm on the wrong. Oh fuck, I gotta undo that. Anyway, hi, how are you? Fuck. Is this gonna work?
This ain't gonna go how you think it gonna go, Nickel.
All right, that's working. Now I just gotta fix this other one. Because I want to be able to show you people the memberships and stuff. Because I feel bad when people gift memberships and then they don't show up correctly. All right, that's how we're gonna do it. That's how we're gonna do it. Let me put my iPad down. Anyway, I'm here in Minnesota. I'll recap quickly what I was going over last night. Basically. I had to change my ticket. My flight got canceled. I flew all night Monday night. And now I have to operate on about 4 hours sleep last night and a 4 hour nap that I had yesterday. Oh, look, we're getting it. I'm dialing it in. This is how you do it live, folks. And you're dealing with my, the audio is just the camera mic, but we're gonna make it work. We're gonna do it. Don't worry, I'm gonna show the donut as big as your head again for the people who missed it. Bottom line, I'm gonna try to do as much as I can here. Thank you, Torito. Is that locked in now? Perfect. We're gonna try to do as much as we can here. Ghost of Mr. P, thank you for becoming a member. James Gardner, thank you for gifting 5 memberships. And Meredith Halfpenny, thank you as well. We got it. And then Tim Bollinger wanted to know if I'm going to go to a continental breakfast this morning. I did. I went down and got some shitty coffee and a cinnamon roll. So this is fantastic. All right. YouTube stuff should be working and super tips are working. Thank you for all your support for coming out here. So yeah, I had to buy a plane ticket last minute, fly overnight Monday, got here. I was saying this, which is kind of unbelievable, but there's not one rental car in all of Minneapolis. You can go online and look for yourself. There's like no rental cars. So I had to go on Turo. I had to rent this shitty 2018 Ford Taurus, which was fine. It got the job done. It got me here. It's got like 130,000 miles. My first stop on the way here was Nelson Brothers. I got some great video from there. I went to the bread shed. I talked to the people to see if they understand and know who Aaron Imholt is. Shocker, nobody I've talked to at any of the places I've been so far know who Aaron Imholt is. No one knows who he is. He's a complete unknown in these parts. And I did get a donut as big as your head. I wanted to just bring it as an object lesson. Almost like a kindergarten class. I mean, this thing is fucking massive. This is the donut they call the Homer. I'll hold it in my hand. You can decide if it's as big as my head. I mean, I guess it's as big as my face. I got a pretty fat head. It's a honker of a donut. And now it's so old that I doubt I'll be eating this. But I do just want to carry it around with me to prove I've been to Nelson Brothers. It's heavy. Feels like it's about 1.5 pounds. It's dense. Nick is telling me that there's no good donuts here in Minnesota. What's crazy about it is for as massive as it is, and I think it's probably the size of 3 donuts. The thing was like $3.25 or something. I have the receipt somewhere. I'll try to figure it out. But today we're talking about the sentencing. It's a big sentencing. As soon as this show's over, I'm going to grab a shower. I have not fucking had a shower, so I'm disgusting. Just turn, if you can't handle how gross I am, just please turn off your sets and just listen to the audio, okay? If that's the best thing you can do. Ewa, thank you for the 5 memberships. Fucking great. Krautcat, thank you very much for the 5 memberships. You're all fucking amazing. And I don't know who Jenda is, but I imagine she just changed it. Boom. Get what I'm saying? Meredith Halfpenny, you were also here last night. Thank you. Big Sauce, we speak your name. Of course, Grifty, who we've heard a lot about. This guy apparently is a giant piece of shit, according to Aaron. Been a member for 7 months. Why no House of Pancakes for breakfast? Fail. I mean, they have that everywhere. I don't know if I need to go to the... Are you talking about the IHOP, or is there like a place here called the House of Pancakes? I don't know. Either way, I won't be doing any of that. Coach Mikey, thank you very much. Thanks for all the shows. You look awful. I got to get a shower. I just need to bathe. As you know, there's no hats in court, so I got to do my hair, get all fancy looking. And the most important thing is to get down. We're having lunch with several of the fans here who want to come out before the sentencing hearing. So we're going to be meeting up. Paul Shea is going to be there. I think Nick and Kayla are coming to that. That should be interesting. Never met Kayla. And then as soon as we get done eating, we'll head over to the courthouse. We'll be done an hour earlier. So we'll head over to the courthouse. From what I understand, Aaron likes to get to the courthouse an hour early. We have a fan who has gone to the courthouse every time Aaron has a sentencing. And he tells me that Aaron shows up about an hour early and paces around and uses the bathroom constantly. He's constantly in and out of the bathroom. So that's fucking funny. So I want to be there for that. And more importantly, I read these last night, but I have the actual policy for electronics for the courthouse. This is official from their website. So this is, everybody, there was some misinformation about them taking your phones and stuff. People granted into the historic courthouse and the court's facility building, which is where we'll be today. For people who don't know, if you're planning on coming down and hanging out and checking this thing out, we're going to be in the court facility building. It is directly behind the big courthouse with the dome and everything. Do not get fooled and head to the courthouse. It's not in the courthouse. It's in like this annex area. It's on the second floor, courtroom 205. We'll be out front of that building well before the sentencing. I showed it last night, but I got myself one of these Insta360 cameras. I've set it up. It's charged. It's ready to go. I understand how to use it. There's an SD card in it. It's ready to rock. My plan is to set this up outside the courthouse and leave it unattended so that we can not miss anything. The minute Aaron rolls up, we'll have him no matter which direction he comes from. This thing shoots an 8K. It's unreal. So that'll be ready to go. But this document from the courthouse, it says electronic devices may be used in common areas of the court premises, such as lobby and court administration areas, but all electronic devices must be powered off upon entry to the courtroom. So if Aaron's outside pacing, if Aaron shows up and he's going to be in the lobby pacing, we're allowed to use electronic devices. We're allowed to record there. That's a fact, Jack. And it's confirmed by the policy of the court. I have the document. This is from the court itself. Once we enter the courtroom, we will have to turn all that stuff off. I do have a legal pad. I'm going to be taking copious notes furiously as fast as I can, and hopefully won't miss much. Bubble Popper says, is gifted a membership. Thank you. AFK Sweet, gifting a membership. Coach Ubiquity, I think it's important we manage our expectations. Aaron may get off easy again, but then again, this is my official prediction. Nothing happened. My official prediction for all this is that the plea deal stands. We're not here because we think something crazy is going to happen. And it's also very likely that this gets kicked down the road even further. It's also likely he doesn't get sentenced today and that this new violation of conditions causes some sort of further complication and they're going to look into it more, or there's more that needs to be done, and this whole thing could get paused. But we're here, we're doing it. You guys sent me here. If you see from the thumbnail, I did go and hang out with Coach Scott for about an hour last night. I've got a ton of video to show from that. I've gone to places I haven't even mentioned, and I've also been getting video for that. And that's the plan today also after court, is to continue to explore places in the steel toe lore and try to capture as much as I can while we're here. And that'll get released and put out when I get back. I'm not going to worry about doing that here. I fly out first thing tomorrow morning. I'll be back in Vegas in the morning and probably do a show Thursday afternoon or Thursday night that's able to recap things more appropriately after having time to process it all. There also will probably be a show this afternoon at some point. I think Nick is going to come back to the hotel. Don't get any ideas. And we'll be doing a show just to process his side of it. What's helpful is I've already been given Kayla's victim impact statement. People think there's three victim impact statements. I don't think that's true. There's maybe two. There's possibly just one. I know Kayla, the most recent update, apparently in the court documents, where there's a third impact statement. That's an update of Kayla's statement. It's been updated. And the good news is I have that statement. And while I can't share it with you, because Nick asked me not to, I don't need to take notes on it because I know what's in it. I'll be able to paraphrase it just as if I would, writing down notes from the court. But basically it just highlights, all of Toe's, egregious, I guess flagrant taunting of her throughout this whole process and his continued lack of awareness as to what he's done and how he's acted and how that kind of has impacted her as somebody who thought that she cared a lot about him. I think Moody has read that too. I don't know if he has the most updated version of it, but as far as I know, Moody has been given that too. And more importantly, it seems like Aaron has written a letter. He's had an epiphany this weekend. We are going to hopefully be able to watch some clips today and run through this. It'll be a short show. Hopefully we'll be around 2 hours. And then I got to get a shower and get in gear to start moving and planning for today. But I do want to go over everything that we can involving the attitude shift that has occurred this week after Aaron's camping trip. When he found out I was coming, he refused to read any super chats that mentioned that I was coming to town. It seems like he's a little shook. It seems like he's a little rattled. There's a theory that on this camping trip, they had some sort of intervention, you know, like, why was Kayla there? Kayla's parents were there. Aaron's parents were there. And Aaron's come back with this, like, I had an epiphany about my kids and my life. And again, we're going to watch this video clip, but something has occurred. Something has happened. And Aaron is acting very much like he did after the first time he was arrested and came back and got therapy and started quoting Bible verses and all this stuff and wagging his finger at everybody else for everything they've done. And, you know, basically saying, you got to learn, you got to do like me, you know, really insane bullshit. Mike Ruff says, what a day to be alive. This is the greatest show. Thank you, Big Sauce. No, thank you, guys. I couldn't be here without you guys being here, and I just want to do a good job and try to capture everything I can. I want to try to make the most out of this very short trip. I'm literally going to be here like 24 hours functionally, so I'm not going to get to do everything I want to do here. I'm not going to get to see everywhere the toe has stood and everywhere he's made a difference, but I'm going to do my best. And again, if we had to leave today after the trial with only what I have, it's amazing. Nick was at the gym last night with me, with Coach Scott, Jonathan Geyer, the guy who films up at the gym and live streams when Aaron's practicing and stuff. He was there, talked to them both for about an hour. Much of that is on video. I have amazing video to break down and show to you guys. So if I had to leave now, or right after the trial, I'd be very, very happy with the trip. What we already have in the can is gold. Nick and I walked out of that gym last night, like holy shit. Holy shit. Just some highlights. Coach Scott basically said Aaron is a girl. He's irrational. And that's just a teaser. That's just a fucking teaser. I have dozens and dozens and dozens of minutes of video. That's all you need to know from our hour that we spent together. And I couldn't get out of there without doing a photo with him with a Gotham sign as well. So fantastic. I'm excited to share that with you people. Zero, thank you for becoming a member. I appreciate that. I'm trying to scroll down this and get all caught up, as the kids say. Clifford says, put your head on, keep your head on a swivel. Aaron would be stupid to do anything. And so I'm not worried about that. And if anybody else wants to do anything, there's nothing I can do about it. I don't really live my life like that. Sorry, James Baumert. I don't really lead my life in fear, worrying about that kind of stuff. And if Aaron were to hit me or something like that, he'd go straight to jail immediately, because his suspended sentence from the HRO violation would kick in. And that would honestly be a dream. You think I can't take a punch? I have no problem doing that. Let's see if this works. Let's see if we're happy with this.
Get real, Patrick. You spilled water on your laptop.
I did not. How is that working? Are Super Tips sound good? No echo? That's what I want to make sure. Are they playing well? Before we try to play clips to you people, and that doesn't work. That's what I want to know. Did that work out? Erica Mitchell says, love you, Big Sauce. Love you guys so much. I mean, this is incredible just to be driving around in the places where Aaron lives and operates. It reminds me a lot of Florida in a lot of ways. It's just very small town. St. Cloud's very small. I was saying last night, it's probably 20 blocks. Then it just gets out into the suburbs. The downtown core area is maybe 5 streets. It's a very tiny world. And still nobody has heard of Steel Toe here. Steph Renee says, hello, Melton. Sorry she can't be here to heckle.
Welcome to the land of 10,000 cucks.
Did that come up, the Steph Renee one? Yeah, all right. Thank you very much. You guys are amazing.
Patrick, after our training in masculinity last night, I expect 5 minutes of yelling at that moody character. Please, yeah, boy.
It was just how complicated the OBS was and everything that wasn't working, we weren't going to get it solved live. So I took an hour or so, and we got it all working, hopefully. A Believer, thanks, Big Sauce. Have fun. Stick it to Steel Toe. Again, I don't think I'm sticking it to Steel Toe. I'm not here to be disrespectful to the court. I don't expect him to talk to me or say anything to me. I assume when it's done, my thoughts are when it's done, he's so boastful that he will read the letter he's written. He's been talking about this letter he's written for days. Again, it's going to be in these clips, but he's such a proud boy that I imagine he'll come to his show and read the letter, or he'll hold a ransom for the goal. I'll read the letter if you guys donate this much. Like, okay, that's what we really want. Coach Aaron's cummy lips. You planning on talking to Aaron or just observe? It'll have to all just kind of be happen in the moment. I might yell at him as he's walking in, like Aaron, comment like a reporter. But I think he's going to have his game face on. I think he's going to be looking straight ahead and not interested in engaging with me at all. That would be my prediction. Arkanistov's theorem is NLO the GOAT. This is how to dunk on Dork's toe. Well, he says I'm lacking something in my life and I'm missing something and I'm here because I'm not happy, which is incredible because I haven't stopped grinning since I got here. Joseph Amos, you need to get rid of OBS and get EV Mux. That's what Moody tells all the tards who can't figure it out, and Sauce can't figure it out. Well, this is a mobile setup. I don't need to get into it. I just needed to start fresh and from scratch with a new OBS profile and build the scenes out. And hopefully it will operate. It's set up much simpler now. So that's all I care about. Shawnetta, I'm tingling in my nether regions for you. This is so great. Can you scream out, but did you beat your wife? Yes. Rand Brannigan, this is some hype stuff. Thank you for going. JJ says, this is the greatest show. Thanks, Patrick. And Shagus Monkey, does Coach Chagot think Aaron is a wanker as we do? He's just real, man. We just went there to get the true scoop. He recognized me the second I walked in the door. I wasn't sure. Minnesota is a one-party state for recording, so I was recording as I walked in the door audio because I thought, you know, at the very least, if he kicks me out, I'll get it on audio and prove I was there. He recognized me as soon as I went in the door, shook my hand. He was so nice, very gracious. Everybody I've met here has been very, very kind and accepting and nice, even the people who haven't heard of Steel Toe at all, as I've gone around and chronicled some of the places that Toe frequents. But no, Coach Scott was very, like I said, the gym was closing. He kept it open. He turned on all the lights were already out. He turned them all on. We got a little quick tour of the place, and I talked to him about a lot of stuff and asked him a lot of questions that I had. And Jonathan Geyer was there too. And I don't think Jonathan wanted to be a part of the shit talking as much. When the camera was off, he just kept asking me YouTube questions, like about how to make his channel bigger on YouTube. So I think that's what he's focused on. And I told him, I don't know, nerd. Mr. Tony Soprano says, thank you for doing this. Now, thank you guys for sending me. I wouldn't have come if this thing was going to cost me money. And it is going to cost me money. I just like it just is. There's a lot of complications in it. And I chose to go out and buy a $500 360 camera. But I do not want to miss an opportunity to capture this in every single way possible. I don't want there to be something that happened. We weren't ready. I want that 360 camera just rolling. Baby, out in front of the courthouse. I'll have my cell phone camera as like a backup to record close-up stuff or move around with and follow Aaron and stuff like that. But other than that, no, it's going to be great. The stuff we already have is so worth being here. And again, thank you guys so much for that. Principled Uncertainty, thank you for the 5 gifted memberships. LL Cooley, Chances Aaron, where's the the same blue suit. Could you just yell Dutch baby puffy pancakes? I don't know what I'll yell. We'll see in the moment. It's going to be fucking funny. That's all I know. It's going to be really fucking funny. Let's try to watch some of this stuff. This is a members only show. We're going to try to go in chronological order here. This was Sunday's members only show. As Aaron loves to do, he was gracious enough to bless his fans and his supporters with a 23-minute-long members-only show. That's what Aaron thinks of you. 23-minute members-only show. So, really, really nice guy here. And let's see if this works. How's this working?
Him, Your Honor, under the advice of my counsel, I would like to open this case by saying I am the real victim, but also the real winner.
What a D-U-M-M-Y ladyboy.
Are those working fine on that scene? I hope so. Jesus Christ. LM12, thank you for becoming a member. Black Eyed Sue, pinch me, I'm dreaming. You're not. It's Minnesota. This should not be a dream. This should not be anyone's dream. Okay? That's a fact. Ben C., thank you for becoming a member as well. All right, let's see if this plays. I'm ready. I'm monitoring the chat. Don't yell at me. If this should all work. Here we go. This is Aaron on his members only show. He's coming back from camping and he's had an epiphany. He's learned a lesson, as it were, if you will.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to that being done. I got to think about it a lot while I was up north, and I had an epiphany of sorts, I'm very happy to report. I had a nice little epiphany. It helped me write down my thoughts and what I want to say, what I want to do.
His epiphany helped him write down his thoughts. What he wants to say, what he wants to do. There's a 38-year-old man having an epiphany about this case that's been dragging on for 8 months now. He's finally thought about it. He's learned his lesson. Now, he's still calling it bullshit and horse shit and considers himself a victim. But I don't think he's had an epiphany. I think he's had an intervention, and I think people have kind of scared him a little bit about the reality of the situation. There's a YouTuber I posted on Sunday or Monday that is a fantastic clip from a paralegal that kind of analyzes the pickle Aaron is in and the reality of it and how it works and how he's lying about the situation. Now, again, I don't think anything giant's going to come of this. I don't think he's going to get some sort of jail time or anything. I'm not one of those people. He thinks we all think it's going to be jail time. He thinks we're all hurting if he doesn't get jail time, but that's just not true. What happens. I have no bearing on it. So I'm not invested in Aaron's life. I don't really care what happens to Aaron. I'm here for shits and giggles. I'm here to make him squirm a little bit, which he clearly is. He won't read a fucking super chat about me. As late as this morning, somebody asked him about me going to see Coach Scott, and he's like, he wouldn't even read the super chat. He just was like, that's what people want to be pathetic and spend their time doing. It's like, yikes. Slow Money says, this is remarkably cool. Tina says, 23 minutes is longer than any of his marriages, which might be a fact.
In the middle of this week, and a very nice peace and calm came over me. I don't think the internet's going to like it. The internet thrives on drama and beef and warfare and all of that. And that's not really what my epiphany led to.
So I think this is calm Aaron again. He's like, I'm going to be done with this. I've decided that this is the people who pray when an airline starts hitting turbulence. God, if you just let me land safely, I promise I'll go to church every Sunday. He's just doing that thing again. I promise I'll be a good shepherd of your word. Only because it's so close to the event is he having a panic and trying to rehabilitate himself on air as this person who's learned a lesson and he's really gone. He thinks like somehow only this clip will get on the judge's radar versus everything he's been saying and doing for the past few months and continues to do this week.
So I'm very sorry. If it's war and go get it, if that's what you like, you will have to go elsewhere. Cheetos came by and he dropped off some stuff. He's sponsoring a hole for the golf tournament, dropped some stuff off for me. And in the stuff that he left me was a book called Naked Twister, An Erotic Adventure.
You can see the crease on this book. It's a used book. It's been read. This is not like a new book. That's the funniest part of this.
I'm not going to read this.
Cut to the next day on Monday. He's holding the goal. He's holding the book ransom for the goal. I'll read some stuff from the book if you guys donate. Typical toe stuff.
Appreciate the gift, but we're just going to keep that one as maybe a conversation piece on the mantle, perhaps. Maybe it'll go in the Hall of Steel Toe that's over there. Thank you, Cheetos. I appreciate it. Dysrhythmia? No, people talk. What are you going to do? Tuna says, I'm glad you're handling this so well. Very strong. Excited for it to be over with. That's all. Just excited for it to be over with. Kraken Slappin' says SP is still running the show. Well,
that's a good point. It's not like a game book. It doesn't present a game. This is porn. This is a used porn book. This is an old porn book.
I mean, of course. I mean, there has to be puppet strings behind me. Dysrhythmia says, that's what I thought. No SP would mean no show. Oh, because that would be my executive producer. That would be the person running everything. I've always said, I think it's weird that people obsess over my life so much. It does speak to how good of an entertainer I am, that people need to know more and they need to obsess.
This is another like insane thing he does. It's like if somebody was in a store and they like fell down and like tumbled down a flight of stairs and everybody turned their head and watched and, you know, clutched their pearls and was like, oh, and that person got up and was like, I guess I'm a great entertainer because everyone looked over here. It's like, no, you're a spectacle. You're a spectacle. You're not an entertainer. Everyone's not watching you because of your quips. People are watching you because you can't stop fucking hurting yourself. It's fascinating.
Tests and everything else. I would. It's not healthy for them, but like I said, I ain't their dad. You need me more says, wow, conceited much? It's old age. I'm not conceited. Like, look, people don't boo nobodies. People don't follow the every moments of everyone's lives because they're not interesting. It takes talent to be interesting. And those people, I know they come up with their copes of why they do it, but the fact is they're fascinated.
Now, at this point, he didn't know. This was before our show Sunday where we raised money to come to Minnesota. But he thinks the fact that he's in legal trouble takes talent.
Got him hooked.
And we're
like
hooked.
I said, it's unhealthy for them, but I can't really let that bother me. If they're adults. If they want to crush their souls, they can crush their souls. Twisted question mark says, I have some kind of weird parasocial fear about Wednesday. Must be a chick thing. Glad you're feeling good about it. These people are weird. I mean, I think, and it's been from the very, well, remember when this whole thing started, they had their theories and they knew what was going to happen. And
you know, everyone has theories and speculates on what's going to happen. No one knows. Here's what we do know. We can't trust what you're going to say. What you say is spin and bullshit. And that was one of the main tenets of why I wanted to talk to Coach Scott last night. You know, I wanted to find out from him what was true about what Aaron was saying about him. And I asked him all those questions right to his face. It's all on video. For instance, the gym has not received anything saying that Aaron's USA Boxing stuff is cleared up. That's a complete lie. There's not a letter that went to the gym and he's just waiting on his letter. That's bullshit from Aaron. Now, we already knew that, but now I've come here and I've asked the man himself. Scott has no indication when and if this will be cleared up for Aaron and if he'll ever get to coach. And then even if he does, there are some hurdles. So he's just, Aaron says whatever makes him feel better.
I mean, I have a relatively, you know, 95% idea of how it's going to go. I'm just excited for it to be over. I put all of it to bed.
You don't put it to bed because your conditions of release then become probation conditions. So the sentencing beginning is not the end of it. Your life shall continue to exist within the confines of what the judge wants you to do and allows you to do. And if you've already had trouble over 8 months maintaining your lane when it comes to abiding by the court's orders, I have a feeling that if your probation lasts a year or two, which is likely, that you'll have trouble doing it then. And again, there's still a civil case which can be brought against you. He really thinks that a civil case can't be brought once this is all done, as if a plea deal with the state prevents Nick from filing some sort of civil action, or Kayla, more appropriately.
On Wednesday, and I'm very excited to do that. Beefing, feuding, all that shit. All it is poison for your soul.
So here he is again, just talking in this, you know, this ominous religious tone. He's not going to have any more beefs. He's not going to feud with anybody. He's not going to keep calling people pedophiles. He's not going to keep coping and lying and spinning every single thing about his life. The show is fundamentally going to change, as well as his personality, somehow, over the course of the next few days. What's more surreal, Nick's big hackamania reveal or walking in the actual land of the toe? Being here, probably. And today is going to be just insane. Napoleon Solo wants the next hackamania to be in St. Cloud. I don't know if we can do that. Stephanie is Cardiff coming as well. I do not think he will be here. Moody reminds everybody, this members only show was quite early in the day. He came back from camping and got in a round of golf before coming on the stream. He would have left the camp as soon as he woke up. Yes, I imagine that's true.
Secur.
Mr. Digress, in the realm of real men, you are a standout. You followed through with your word, a true goat. Yeah, of course, I had to. Once you guys gave me the money, I kind of had to do it, or I'd be I'd never live it down. That's a fact, Jack. And speaking of real men, Carmick's been invited to come down since Sunday. He just won't do it. He says it's too last minute. I don't know what that means because he doesn't have a job. And this is the biggest story in this world, on this level, in this realm. So I don't know why he won't make it. But he
That's
won't.
A fact, Krautcat.
That's a fact. Painkiller, what happened to last night's show? Will it be up? It's pretty much this show. We're just redoing it this morning. We had audio issues. We couldn't play clips. And I was dead tired, and I couldn't just stay up and troubleshoot it all live on the show. Moody was taunting me. He's a mean man.
Dear Coach Scott, when I got inside, I let some Aryan Brotherhood members know about me. Told them all about my Nazi coin and World War II books. So yeah, they've been cool. They make we wear dresses and suck their dicks in the shower. Another Jesus. Win for the toe.
That's volatile. The clip and super tips volume are too loud, buddy. Okay, I will adjust that. Let's turn the super tip volume down. And we'll turn down the clip volume. I think it's more that I'm too quiet. Nick's going to bring a Rodecaster and some microphones if we do a show this afternoon. And that, of course, I think will probably introduce a whole new set of problems. But hopefully it's lower now.
Epiphany is my hooker niece from Minnesota.
Okay, good to know. Silence Duguid, today you got a super chat about you and didn't display it, but read it because it was $20 and immediately after that received a $70 donation from Walter and read texts of support to take attention away, all panicky. It was hilarious. Yeah, I think that was about me being at the gym last night, which is something I've never said before.
It's all just poison for your soul. And if that, you know, if a lot of people who like that kind of stuff, if I lose those people, that's fine. We were getting along fine without them before. You know, we knock out our goals. Takes a while. Knock out our goals. We keep this thing afloat. But I you know, I really like my life. I really enjoy my life. And
I want to keep it. Please, God, let this plane land, and I'll go to church every Sunday. That's what this feels like to me. Leo wants to know if we play the Coach Scott video or will it be played later. It'll be played after I get home, probably even next week. I have tons of content already, and I plan on getting more today. Yeah, it's not something I'm going to try to set up and do here mobily. I got to go through the videos, clip them together, make them in a digestible form that I can present to you. I'm literally here for another 15 hours, and then I'm back on a plane again, and it's not something I'm going to sit down and spend time on, but I can be going out and getting more content. Like I said, as soon as this show is over, I'm showering, I'm getting back out there. We have lunch with some of the people. We have to head to the courtroom. Court stuff will be very quick. They have 15 minutes portioned off on the docket for this case. And then I imagine we'll do another show. We'll be running around to some more places Aaron brags about and loves to visit. And all that stuff can wait until I get home. It's not pressing and important. Capturing as much as we can while I'm here in the few short hours that I'm here is my priority for all this kind of stuff.
You know, the weird, you know, Hatfield and McCoy blood feud shit like that. All that does is steal your happiness, takes years off your life. There's no reason to do that. You forgive.
This is a guy whose whole show has been that. So what's it going to be? Just you talking about the Iran war? You're going to go back to doing a pro show? You're fucking broken, dude.
Then you forget. Twisted question mark says they've been wrong every step of the way. It's not their fault. They hate me a lot. And have you ever known something's not going to happen, but you want it to happen? So you go, well, if I think it and I believe it, it'll happen. You know, speak it, believe it, receive it, as they say.
This is the definition of being in your feels. He thinks people hate him. He thinks, Aaron, we don't know you from anybody. We don't care. You know, again, if you died tomorrow, it'd be very sad, just like Ski Mask. Just like what it seems like has happened to Chad Zumok, who's been radio silent all week long. Maybe he's thinking about what he's done. Maybe he's trying to change. I have a feeling he's just waiting on a new intro because he changed the name of his show again. But or he wants everybody to feel sorry for him and beg him to come back or something like that. But this is never about, you know, these people are fucked up. They can't ever, like, actually pump the brakes and recalibrate. It feels like it's everything's just smoke and mirrors. He's trying to get somebody to believe something right now. This is a performance for someone, whether it's the judge, his family, himself. There's no actual change here. This guy's not, I don't think he's capable of it.
That's all that is. It's a mantra, so to speak. Jane and John Doe says, I expect no fireworks. Nothing ever happens. Like I said, I'm just excited.
That's my prediction. Moody thinks he's going to do like weekend jail or something. There's a lot of people who have different predictions. Nothing ever seems to come out of any of this stuff. I don't think he's going to jail. I don't think there will even be any particularly interesting new developments. But I don't know. Aaron seems to know what the judge and the prosecution are going to do. I don't. That's the difference between Aaron and I. Aaron tells you that we've been saying what's going to happen. We have, at least on this side, on my side, for me, I'm not telling you what's going to happen. I'm coming to watch whatever happens. That's it. I hear outside my window the rain has started. Apparently, it's going to be raining all day long today outside the court, which could affect some of the video and stuff. I don't know. But apparently it's going to be rainy all day today and tomorrow here in Minnesota. And I don't know if that's foreshadowing for something or not, but it's going to be interesting.
Get to it and be done with it. You know, get the whole thing over with. Dysrhythmia says the shit that happens to you is seriously enough to put anyone off doing a show. I don't know. I like doing my show. I enjoy it. Like
You don't. You said if you stop making the goal, you'll quit. You said if you had to get a day job, you'll never do your show again. Fuck this. Some days when you're not making money, you threaten to quit. Some days when you reach the goal early, you leave early. You don't like your show. Your show is your means to an end. That end is cash. You don't enjoy doing your show. Again, who do you think we're talking to? Do you think we don't pay attention? Do you think we don't watch you, you fucking idiot? We know. We know what you don't know, apparently.
Like, it's a lot of fun for me. So I don't, if I don't see it, if I don't hear it, I don't really give a shit. You know,
what's going to happen after today? You're never going to check QE Farms again. You're done with Nick. You're done teasing Gabe Hoffman interviews and promoting Kiki exclusives. Right. We believe you.
People are allowed their opinions. I don't see any of this stuff. I don't hear any of this stuff. I mean, the only way I could is if I searched it out. It's hard to find. Like, you have to be actively looking for it. And that's another part of that whole parasocial thing.
We've seen the QE Farm graph. Can you believe he says stuff like this? Like, dude, I don't even know where you would go to read about this stuff. You'd have to look for it.
Is you got to be seeking me out, you know?
I saw Patrick did an interview and was burst into tears. You did? You see everything. You see everything, you silly little goose.
Doom says, so what happens after Wednesday? Does the show change at all? No, the show's always been about talking about the news, talking about shit. The show's going to be the same. Kraken Slappin' says, I want it to be over. Your drama is tiresome. Yeah, I mean, all drama is tiresome, you know? All drama is tiresome.
Of course.
And
the show's going to be the same, but also I'm leaving all this behind me. Well, which is it?
You know, I ain't get into this to, you know, hurt people and, you know, distract from my amazing life with nonsense. So I'm, like I said, I've said it from the beginning. I'm excited for it all to be done.
This is a guy who cannot stop accusing people of things, threatening things. But the show's not going to change, even though he's leaving all that behind him. Are we supposed to believe any of this stuff? Corndiff says this rocks. You rock, Corndiff. Dr. Sarah, thank you for gifting a membership as well. Appreciated. Napoleon Solo, who's more delusional, Aaron or Chad? Aaron. It's just two sides of the same coin, isn't it? I mean, like, both of them, like, have this opinion of what they are that doesn't mesh with reality. in any way, shape, or form. Both of them think, or at least profess to believe, that things are a way that they're certainly not. And again, that's what makes watching them fascinating. Not that they're great entertainers. Chad thinks he's funnier than everybody in this world and one of the best comedians on the planet because the funniest people. I mean, the fact that he thinks Godfrey and Nick Swardson are the funniest people on the planet tells you just how skewed he is when it comes to this stuff. Moo, time for comeuppance for the slack-jawed yokel, Serenity Now. Maybe, maybe not. Again, I'm not trying to get anybody's hopes up that this guy's going to jail or going to get some severe punishment. It just doesn't ever seem to work out that way, and I wouldn't be expecting that. You know, Juju G, see you at the courthouse today, Big Sauce. Yes, again, not the courthouse. You want to go to the court facility, which is right behind it. It's a much smaller building. If you're not familiar, you'll see us because we'll be out front. We'll be out front. We're not going to be hiding. Coach Ubiquity. So in Irish tradition, rain on sentencing day is good luck. Well, that's good then. It's all coming up for the toe.
Here's for the pasta bucket and donut fund. Thank you for not killing yourselves.
Thank you, Koof. What a nice man. What a nice man. Let's move on to Monday, I believe, as it were. Him talking about everything with Johnny.
Cheetos gave us this book, Naked Twister. And I said today, $10 is a sentence. $20 is a paragraph.
Remember when he threw the book and said, I'm not going to read it? Now he'll read a sentence for $10. He'll read a paragraph for $20. I mean, it's just whatever he needs to hit the goal. Is this how the pro radio stations do it?
$50 is a page of Naked Twister. So let's go to the first page of Naked Twister. When I saw the new email message from my friend Madison with the cryptic heading, don't get your knickers in a knot, I had to open it right away. Madison was famous for hosting the most interesting and sexy parties. And as I began to read the message, I could already feel my heart racing in excitement.
This is porn.
That's the first paragraph. So I'm leaving you guys on a bit of a cliffhanger.
Yeah, now I've got so many questions.
Keep throwing in money towards that goal. And you know what we should put?
I'll read some more porn if you give.
Put on, hey, does Streamlabs have tote bags for merch?
Oh, dude, totally. We should totally have tote bags.
We have to be...
Tote bags!
Hit the goal, tote bags.
Yeah.
That has to
be... This is a guy who's never been able to get merch to be a source of income for himself. You know, he's never made money off merch. I don't know what this fucking fantasy he has is that he's going to... just come up with a product that people want. Okay, they didn't want the Johnny's Meat Market shirts. They didn't want the Gordy Shit Himself shirts. Maybe tote bags will be the thing. $100 from Not Cupcakes. This is amazing. We miss you at Hackamania. Mr. Cupcakes, if that is you. Maybe it's Not Cupcakes. $100. Thanks for making the trip for us. A little towards your expenses. I really appreciate that, honestly. Thank you very much, man.
Shove 3 honey buns up my prison purse just in case.
Is that where you're going to keep them? I don't think that's going to help you out as much as you think, honestly.
You might not be allowed to record the court proceedings, but I don't think there's a rule against getting a candid photo in the hallway.
No, there isn't. There isn't. Well, we just went over the rules of the court. Common areas, everything's fine.
It'd be a thing.
Or another win for the tote.
Another win for the tote.
Again, you know, he can't prevent me from going in this courtroom. He can't prevent me from filming in the common areas. These are First Amendment protected things. I'd have a huge case against Stearns County if they prevented me from going in this courtroom. It's my First Amendment right to be able to view and audit public court. No matter what Aaron feels about it, he has no cause to keep me out of this courtroom.
Oh, multiple tote bags. Oh, hold on. Brian with $50 says, I'm giving you a heads up. Melton is an obsessed stalker. Yes.
So he had gotten several super chats about me coming and didn't read them at all, didn't address them at all. If you go watch the beginning of Monday's show, it's very odd. He wouldn't even get into any of the drama stuff at all like he normally does. Finally, somebody sent a $50 super chat he couldn't ignore. He didn't even read that super chat, what it said, if you notice. So he's going to spin this into, again, that I'm an obsessed stalker. No, I do content, man. We've been following you forever. This is, in some ways, a culmination of a big event in your life. And more importantly, it's making you very uncomfortable. This week, your behavior on the show shows it. I mean, you are shook. Now, I don't want to just be a narcissist and assume it's all because I'm here, but that's definitely contributing to it. I think more than likely you know that you have no idea what's going to happen today. That's what I think most of it is. You don't believe your own spin.
I don't know if that thank you for that alert. We could have used that a couple of forever ago.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is called Super Chats from 2023. That's our new segment on the program. Oh, shit. This is fiction.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Cheetos gave me a book. I thought Naked Twister, I thought this was like a documentary book about Naked Twister parties.
No.
Dude, our show is just funnier than everyone else. Nobody thinks to do that kind of shit. Like all these other shows.
Read a book for money? No, most of us read a book because it's interesting and or entertaining. You're right. None of us think to do that.
All they do is obsess about us. Watch us be funny and then hate us. And it's like, that's fine. We'll just do all the shit.
Keep doing what we're doing.
We'll just do all the shit you're incapable of doing. Creativity, coming up with dumb shit to say. We'll just do all the shit that you tried to do for 30 viewers at a time. Just, all right. You know what? Maybe you'll get to 600 if you just have people watch me be good at what I do. That might work. Do you want to go to war with Andrew?
I have no idea how many people are watching the show right now. Somebody type in the chat. It never even crossed my mind until this very fucking moment how many people are tuned into me. It doesn't affect me. You'll watch it live, you'll watch it later, or you won't watch it. 992, someone said. Now, again, I don't know if they're joking or not. But who cares? Who cares? The fuck does that matter? Like, all this guy does is keep reminding you of his metrics as if that's going to change your opinion of him. What does it matter? Like, what an insane idiot.
Son, today, or do you not have the energy to go to war with Andrews?
I don't have my normal setup of 19 monitors. I don't have a YouTube studio even open to check. It never even occurred to me while I was doing this. How many people are watching you, Melton? Are you doing good? Are you doing good? Are people into it? Yeah.
Son.
Go to war with him over what?
He just wants to fight with you.
He always wants to
fight. Do you want
to
fight with him or no?
Sure, I'll go at it. What's he want?
Andrew's son says, how is Johnny Crutches still on the show? I know Aaron feels sorry for him. You don't know how I feel. Oh. But with Johnny not even pretending to give a shit, usually there is some limit. Have you been not even pretending to give a shit this whole time?
I don't know. I thought I'd been pretty engaging. This is weird.
I feel like you've been co-hosting today.
Yeah, I've been co-hosting. Coasting.
I mean, that says more than you can imagine. I feel like you've actually been co-hosting today.
Huh. Making speech free again. Aaron, you've done more than enough for Johnny, but he's keeping you down and you need to shed the dead weight to get back on the radio.
Yeah, that's what's Johnny. Why the, you know what, that cripple guy of all the things that are keeping you from coming back is, you know what? It's because he won't let go of the crippled guy.
Believe me, brother, I've been going to the meetings this year of the old getting Aaron back on the radio meetings. I've been told very clearly the hurdles I need to jump and the things I need to do.
Yeah, go back in time. That's what you need to do to be on radio again. Go back in time. I can't wait to talk to Paul Shea a little more today. I didn't get to spend too much time with him at Hackamania. So I'll be hanging out with Paul Shea this afternoon. He's coming to cover the trial for his radio station. So I imagine there'll be some more articles written from Paul Shea. But again, this is a guy with his finger on the pulse of the business. He has the top morning show here in St. Cloud. Sorry, I didn't wake up and listen to it, Paul. Maybe I'll do that on my drive out tomorrow. But, yeah, I mean, again, Paul Shea is very much more plugged into the what's going on in radio in St. Cloud than Aaron. And Aaron's still got this delusion that any day now, once this is over, I'm going to be back on the radio. You'll all see. Ben C says, woke up to storms. Big sauce ellipse here in the Midwest. Yes, I hear the rain outside. I have not looked outside yet, but apparently it will be storming today outside the courthouse. That's not going to stop us from capturing and cataloging this. We came here with a job to do, and we are going to do it. AO1012, Chad and Aaron are under the same delusion that impact our day-to-day lives. Meanwhile, we're all just laughing at their stupidity. No. We're all bored and sad and missing something.
How are your lodgings, old sport? Are the townsfolk amiable? Give us your impressions of the scene, will you, Chief?
Everyone's very nice. Again, Coach Scott was fucking awesome. He was so happy I was there. Everyone's great. I haven't met anybody with an attitude or, anything bad to say. And I didn't know how that was going to go last night, walking into the belly of the beast, the gym. And Coach Scott is all for Aaron and I having a boxing match. He's like, I don't know why Aaron won't do it. He talking about the times he's backed down from it before, like, it wasn't valid. You don't have to have to do an amateur match. You don't have to have any of your USA boxing stuff or anything like that. Coach Scott straight up sold Aaron out. And again, I have so much video to show you guys, but just Coach Scott was delivering the dirt and admitting that Aaron's just incapable of listening and just keeps stepping on himself and getting in his own way. That's Aaron. Basically, somebody said the other day that Chad doesn't want to do comedy, but he wants to be a comedian. Aaron wants to be a boxer, but doesn't want to put in the work. And Coach Scott made it very clear to me that Aaron doesn't listen to him. And it's frustrating to him. That's a fact.
In order to get back on. it's not Johnny.
I love that anyone thinks that.
I asked Coach Scott, I said, how long would it take you? Do you think you'd get me in fighting shape? To fight Aaron, and he goes, yeah, quick, because you listen. You'll probably listen to me. Aaron doesn't listen to me.
Like you'd hold out for me on that one. Like,
we need to.
I'd be dropped faster than you.
You have a lot of old people here, and you need to talk to these old people one by one. You need to explain to them that you won't f*** them over. And I keep telling them, I'm like, hey, the legal stuff is done on Wednesday. They're like, no, they're not worried about the legal stuff. Like, they got morning show people with like near felony DUIs and shit. Like it ain't the legal stuff. They're worried you're going to say some old dumb shit and you're going to fuck us over. Everyone's like, oh man, the last year and a half, that really fucked the radio thing. No, they kind of saw that as a temporary setback. The thing they want to deal with is, hey, you think you're going to have another crash out Iowa moment or what?
Or are we done with that?
We'd rather not be in worldwide radio publications.
Yes, you're going to do the same thing you've done before. You don't know how to stop. I think that's one of the things that's going to be prominent from Kayla's impact statement is that every time this guy's hurt, everything this guy's ever done while broadcasting all hones in on hurting women. He was fired for going after that Heather chick in Iowa. He got his new wife, brought her on the radio, and they made fun of his old wife so much she had to get a restraining order. He made remarks and couldn't help himself and violated that restraining order. He continues to trash April to this day, even though he said he doesn't want to do that anymore. He trashes Kayla and makes light of this whole situation to this day. And these are people he's called soulmates. And loves of his life and forever mommies. You know, these are horrible fucking things. Ewa, thank you for the $50. You're a blessing. You're an English blessing. Shouldn't you be saving some of this money to fix your teeth? You know, I don't know you, but you're English. And I imagine you're just Snagglepuss Magus. No, thank you very much for the $50. Here's to over 1,000 people watching. Onions rock. Thank you. You rock.
That onion fella has a future in boxing. Let me get him on the heavy bag for a few sessions, and he'll be on his way.
Yeah. Scott doesn't have time for any Aaron's shenanigans. That's what it was made clear to me.
For our top-rated morning show guy is a woman-hating He-Man misogynist. And that we...
So he's not even on the radio, and he calls himself their top morning show guy. I mean, just listen to the fantasy.
When I go to jail for 90 days, you'll have to cope and see that your piggy show goes bye-bye. That's going to be another win for the toe.
No, I think if you go to jail, we'll get more intel than ever, because these guys will dime you out for $50 a commissary. We'll talk to people you go to jail with, 100%. We'll get some sort of pipeline going to the P. If you were to go to jail, there's no way I don't do everything in my power to have some sort of a connection to somebody in that jail feeding me information. That takes very little amount of money to get intel from a jail. You fucking idiot.
I don't want to be a dog. I just want to eat dog food.
Oh my God, is she okay? Has anybody checked on Slowwise?
He platformed him. That's really the... If radio...
Okay, I can't... I don't really care about his radio stuff, really. This is Tuesday. I didn't get to see this. I was traveling. But he's going to talk more about his sentencing and myself. Here.
Scott Jonesy with a dollar says, so do we need your commissary details or what? Also, I have a plan to use vegans as a fuel source. No, I will not need a commissary fund. Tomorrow is when I put all of my stupid feuds and bitterness and all that shit to bed.
Again, that's not something you usually plan out in advance. Tomorrow, I'm not going to be bitter. Tomorrow, I'm not going to have any feuds. I'm going to go into the courtroom and announce, hey, Your Honor, I'm going to stop fighting with people online and being bitter. Yeah, well, that's what the court ordered you to do 8 months ago. Now you're going to do it? Why? Because you got caught violating? I can't wait to hear this guy's fucking, sad little story that he's going to read to the court. And I get to be in the room for it. He's been talking about this letter he wrote. I had an epiphany. I wrote a letter. I can't wait to read my letter. And again, if I know Aaron, he's going to read this letter on the air. He won't be able to help himself. He'll probably hold the goal over your head and make you donate to hear it. But we'll hear it because somebody will donate for it, 100%.
It's I've written something very nice for tomorrow. Like I said, I kind of had an epiphany while I was with family and friends and loved ones. This week.
He said all this when April left and he reconnected with his parents and the cousins, the cabin. We've heard this song and dance before, right?
Again, camping. I talked to Todd yesterday. We're all set to go. Everything's good. Todd's words, he said everything's in place. He goes, if there was anything to worry about, I would let you know. So we're all ready to go for Wednesday. So I'm excited about that. I know there's a lot of people who have their theories and their, I don't really address their theories because I like to let them have them.
Aaron, you sang about Gino going to jail for breaking into Compound Media. You have your theories. You told everybody I was going to jail for hacking your system. Where's that now? Where's that, you fucking idiot? You have your theory. People are allowed to have theories. People are allowed to hope you go to jail. They want you to stop hurting women. Enough's enough. You don't seem to learn. They're allowed to have their theories. You have just as crazy theories as everybody else being in trouble. So let them have that. The funny thing is when you say that I think you're going to jail or I get upset when you don't get punished. I don't care. I hope you're around to do your show for 1,000 years. I hope you wake up in the night with sweats and panic attacks like you've admitted you have about the goal for the rest of your life. I hope you're in an old age home and can't afford your fucking banana pudding unless you hit the goal. That's what I fucking hope for you.
And just build them as big as they can, because if I go at them, they get angry and then they get all worked up and blah, blah, and it doesn't really do anything for me. But if I just stay quiet and I let them continue just blah, 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 do me this, Don't worry, they'll have plenty of time to get mad tomorrow when, you know, everything they've created in their head doesn't happen.
Aaron thinks we create things in our head and we get mad and he stays quiet. Now, again, until this week, his show has been more about this drama and his haters than ever. He argues with random chatters. How you doing, Chris Hall? Are you recovering from all the burns Aaron laid on you last week?
So, you know, I'm not gonna fight with individual people who watch this all for just, you know, something to do.
You do. You are gonna. Cardiff's kids. You do fight with individual people constantly. You block them. You fight with them. You call them out. You go on fantasies. You go on these little, you know, little whimsical journeys in your mind about who they are and what they're doing and what they're missing in their life. You're not going to fight with individual people. Hello.
God bless you. I hope whatever you're doing, I hope it makes you happy. You seem to get, I will say this about the Steel Toe hate group. It doesn't seem to be doing a lot for you.
Right. You guys get worked up no matter what.
And this is a character judgment. And I'm sorry for doing a character judgment on you, but watching from afar, I will tell you, it does not seem to be making you happy. Everything involving me seems to.
It doesn't make me happy. Aaron, I have a donut as big as my fucking head. I have a donut as big as my head, Aaron. I've never been happier. It's as big as my head. I'm not happy. I got to go into a fucking gas station where you and your fucking girlfriend eat fancy dinners on date night. I went to the gas station you go out to eat at. It doesn't seem to make me happy. You're out of your fucking mind. You're out of your mind.
To make you very upset. I don't know if you're really getting anything out of it. I would try to do something that's a little more life fulfilling. But again, I'm assuming that you will hear that message and you'll go,
this was 36 hours of my life. Life fulfilling. I can just pause it for a second to come to Minnesota. This is 36 hours for me driving around these decrepit businesses where you fucking hold court and reign. You know, this is your life. You're stuck here. You're stuck here. I leave tomorrow on a plane. You remember, you've been on a couple. I leave tomorrow. You're stuck here.
You, blah, 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 you're a piece of shit. That's fine. And you can do that. I'm just saying, if you had a quiet moment where it was coming from someone other than me, you might hear the mess. Because again, it doesn't see, I'm doing very well. I'm so happy.
Most of the listeners have like jobs and families and careers and lives and successful businesses. They give me, you know, I mean, here's Bongo No Quitter with $50. You think he's a loser? He's throwing $50 towards a show he enjoys. You know, no begging necessary, by the way. Just out of the goodness of his heart, he appreciates me being here. Thank you for making the effort to be at Aaron's sentencing. No problem, Bongo. Thank you for supporting the show. Like, fuck, you couldn't imagine this if you tried. David R. Fuller, thank you for your service. It's been a classic summer. Queefer, nobody likes Tonians. These weekly epiphanies are the best epiphanies.
Patrick, I landed the space car in the living room. Now I can play with Google Maps and watch TV at the same time.
Don't worry, Slow Wife does not have access to the Tesla.
Patrick, I left spaghetti under the seat in the computer car so you can have a snack when you get home.
Oh, no, do not leave food in the Tesla.
Here's my letter to the judge. Dear Your Honor, please don't send me to jail or else I won't be able to stack wins against my haters. I love you, Judge. Sincerely, Steel Toe.
Mannigan, a Quinn Martin production. Melty, I was happy to be the catalyst that got the ball rolling for your trip to Wally World. Tell the moose hi for me. Will do.
I use the potty in the future car, but I can't find the flush button.
Leo, can you film some good B-roll so we can cut together a short doc on the Big Sauce visit to St. Cloud? I would love to work on something like that. Yeah, I'll do my best. I'm getting everything I can, man. It's a whirlwind, and like I said, I'm only here for a short time. My focus is to do everything I can do. I will not be able to do everything. I can already admit that just based on how the timeline's going, but again, once you, if you, if all I had was what I've already got, it, the trip was, it's mwah. Trust me when you see it.
I have so many great things in my life, and you following me and getting angry at me and watching things you want to happen not happen, it doesn't seem to be making you happy. So, and I'm talking just random.
Do I have to show the donut again, Aaron? Do I have to show the donut again?
Internet people, you know, like you parasocially clinging to this thing and then just constantly getting mad at it when it doesn't go your way. I don't know who I don't know who you think you're doing it toward. You're not doing it towards me because I'm not paying attention. I'm thrilled. I'm happy. I have so many great things going on.
Do you think if Aaron came to my town for my big FBI hacking sentencing, that I would refuse to put super tips up on the screen about it? Do you think that's the way it would go? Or do you think I'd head down to Caesars and say, do you have a noodly armed guy staying in your cheapest room? Can you let me know?
On, it just seems like you're making yourself miserable and shouting into the wind. So
it might be windy. I might be shouting into the rain today.
If I were you, I would stop and I would try to focus on things that make me happy. But if you're incapable of doing that, hey.
Just like Aaron and Nick, right? He wants everybody to stop. He is like Chad. You should stop. You should not do this. You should not come. You should go away. You're not good.
I'm not here to stop you.
Oh, did you hear that thunder? I haven't even looked out this window. I'm terrified. It's going to be a rough day. It's going to be a fucking rainy day, and I'm here for it. It's all sunshine on the inside, Aaron. It's all sunshine in here.
Shugi with $1.99 says, any hope of getting Melton barred from the court? No, of course not.
If you think he didn't talk to his lawyer and goes, is there anything we can do? You're crazy. I bet money on it. Do you think Aaron didn't go to his lawyer and be like, is there anything we can do to stop Melton from coming to court? And his lawyer was like, no. So now he's got to pretend like he doesn't care. Again, he refuses to put up super chats about it. We know you care.
Let him waste his money. I mean,
I'm wasting my listeners' money, you fucking idiot.
I mean,
is he going to be there?
If he is, I mean, I think it's a bad look.
Yeah, not all for the him. Times that he-
not for him.
Maybe I won't go, guys. I didn't know it could be a bad look. Maybe I shouldn't go. Maybe I should just stay in my room, rent a movie on the pay-per-view. It's raining anyway. Maybe I shouldn't go.
I mean, he can do whatever he wants, but I think it's a bad look. But, you know, who am I? You know, again, when people are making mistakes, don't interrupt them. Let them.
Right.
I'm going in there very businesslike tomorrow. I talked to my attorney. He told me exactly what's going to happen. So we go in. We do that, I leave, and then the whole thing's over. It's all done. And I've been looking forward to this day for so, so long.
Are you going to come?
And nothing is going to be able to take that away from me tomorrow. Three, again, I think there's an inner peace missing from a lot of these people, but that's a journey. You know, that's not something I can control. So I hope they can.
I didn't have any epiphanies this week. I was able to hop on a plane last minute and come here without informing a court. I've never, ever been charged with anything like this. I'm not in any trouble. It's not a good look for me. You're the defendant who's pled guilty. It's not a good look for me. I have a new 360 camera. A pretty cool new toy.
Can figure that out on their own. $1 from 383 Novocaine says, is the goal going towards your commissary for your violation? Yeah, that's not, if the violation thing was very serious, guys, I have bad news. They would have hauled me in.
No. Again, please go watch the video I posted on Monday. It's just an analysis from a paralegal who has a lot of experience with violations of release. Like that's a thing he like worked on. He knows how these courts work, and he broke down exactly how Aaron is either misinformed or lying through his teeth about all this stuff.
Yo, my wiggers. If this Fanook is going to jail, tell them you know me. I know. The blacks, the spics, the Muslims, and the guards. I used to hold a black man's pocket.
it's not. And the other thing is, people don't really understand how any of this works, which is good. It means you've never been in the system. The thing that happened last week is not a criminal charge. I don't have any new criminal charge. I don't have anything like that. It's simply someone saying, hey, we think you might be a little fuzzy on these rules of the.
Right. It's a fuzzy filing. It's commonly called that in the courtroom. This guy might be fuzzy. We need to file this. I think it is a new charge, Aaron. I think it is a new charge. Whether or not you're convicted for it or held to account for it, I don't have a clue. I don't know. I don't know enough about how courts work. I think this guy might be fuzzy. And then again, listen to how he time warps here.
This release. Well, the release is over tomorrow.
Right. But you violated it while it was in place. He's doing this thing. It's like when a flag gets thrown on a football play. You know, a team makes a touchdown, but there was a flag thrown. Aaron's going like, yeah, but I was already in the end zone. So, you know, the play's over. So the flag shouldn't count. Well, the flag was thrown during the play. So the flag counts. Yeah, but I'm already in the end zone. So they'll probably just throw the flag out. Right. Everything in life works.
So there's really nothing. There's nothing to be done, you know, essentially. But
it's like if you're drunk driving and a cop is behind you and lights you up and then you make it home. Well, I'm not driving anymore, officer. I'm already out of my car. So you can't really get me for drunk driving. I'm not driving now. Right.
Again, I say that to people. They get mad. They're like, you're a liar.
We're not mad. You're just not. You don't understand what's happening. And again, maybe nothing will come from it. But that's not an honest interpretation of what's occurring.
Oh, that's your. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I've talked to the attorneys involved. I mean, I know what's going on. I'm sorry.
Oh, your $8,000 flat fee strip mall attorney that you could afford?
Again, there's an inner peace missing from you. I hope you find it. I don't seem to be giving it to you. PayPal says you seem to be the flavor of the month with Shuli. Well, you know, I will say this. I am always happy to fix people when their numbers are dying or when they're having struggles. I do a very interesting show. We do very good numbers.
That's why people cover you. Your show is so good.
Yesterday, we peaked out at over 1,000 on.
Here he goes again.
Pre-stream. We averaged in the 800s. I understand. Like, I have coattails that can be grabbed onto. Thought Vince the Lawyer was the most underrated dabbler. He could get under Shuli's skin like no one else. Shame he's not around anymore. I don't know anything about that, to be honest. I've always been cool to Shuli. I always kind of see Shuli whenever he brings up Steel Toe. I see it as Shuli needs something real.
You always see it when he brings you up? I thought you don't watch any of this stuff.
Bad. Shuli's down bad and needs some content because... I don't know. No offense. I don't feel any heat from old Shuli. I think he flared up and kind of became a thing with the Stuttering John stuff for a while. And now it's just kind of, it's like watching an old wrestler that used to be on TV and now he's wrestling at a high school gym in your town. It's like, oh, he's that guy who used to do that thing. Like, remember the guy who played Eugene, the retarded wrestler? I wrestled on a card with him once. We weren't in the same match, but I wrestled on the same card as him. And he did the Eugene gimmick. Like it was 2006, 2007. And he did the Eugene thing. That's kind of like when, you know, Shuli goes, oh, Shuli's talking about you. I'm like, oh, okay. So the Eugene gimmick kind of wore thin for the day.
By the way, Scott said he wouldn't approve of Aaron's matches. He has a tough time finding a match for Aaron because Aaron wants to be a fighter, but Scott's worried he's going to get hurt. And Scott keeps telling Aaron, you have a family, you can't get injured. And Aaron's like, let me at him. I want to fight him. And Scott just keeps telling Aaron, like, dude, this guy's going to kill you. And Scott will not sign off on the match. Scott has to sign off on the match because Scott was his like boxing coach or the head of the boxing program. So Scott won't approve a match for Aaron because he's afraid Aaron's going to get hurt because Aaron's not good.
and he needed something else. Again, I don't.
Again, the video of all this stuff is coming.
I don't mind. Like I'm, like I said, I'm used by a lot of people when they have nothing because I'm more interesting. I'm more fascinating, and the numbers bear that out. $60 away from today's show. Thank you very much. That's why I respect Kevin Brennan, because Kevin Brennan always just texts me straight up, and he's be like, hey, I'd like to use you on the show today. You know? Yeah, he'll just come out and say it. He'll be like, hey, you do nice numbers for me.
Is that it? Show that text where Kevin Brennan goes like, dude, we need you over here at MLC. You do big numbers. We like you. You always help us out over here with the numbers.
You want to come on today?
At least Kevin's honest. He knows I'm a talent. He brings me on because I'm so talented.
So I appreciate that.
That's why I'm usually only on after I'm in trouble for something or just got done being in trouble for something.
He's a little more honest than these other people who can't. I think I fucked these people up so bad they just, it would kill.
That's why Alex Stein has you on every week, right? Because you're so entertaining. Like, even when nothing's going on, you're just funny and likable.
Tell them to admit that they need me. And, but I, look, I've been doing this long enough to, they don't need to say it. I know. You know they never will say it, and you don't need them to say it because you kind of got them pegged.
I know you love me. You don't have to say it. You don't have to say I'm the best. I'm Aaron. I get it.
Rocco says, Aaron, have you pressed your suit yet, bro? I got that shit all dry, cleaned and everything, like right after the plea deal was done. Are you kidding? I had my out.
So it's dusty now?
Fit picked out. Chad Buzemach says, blue wedding suit for court. No, I think I'm going red. Or I might go like a charcoal shirt.
So which is it? Did you get it dry cleaned and all planned out months ago when you signed your plea deal? Or you don't know what you're going to wear yet? Or did you get all your suits dry cleaned? Or did you forget your lie that you just told a minute ago? Which is it? You've had it planned out for months and you got it dry cleaned and ready. Or you're not sure what you're going to wear yet. This is last night.
With it, I got some combinations I got to try out. I got a lot of options. The whole closet is at my disposal. We'll see.
So he's going to be like trying on suits in front of a full-length mirror to see.
You think you are getting on a plane, but you're in for a huge surprise in homage to my favorite movie, Goodfellas. I'm going to lock the gate at the airport and say, now you can't leave.
Steel Toe is so retarded, he gets his movie quotes wrong, but I digress. He likes to eat cum, so what do you expect?
Just because I enjoy the taste of man butter in the morning doesn't mean I'm gay. It just means I will enjoy prison.
Just because he licked up my man nut butter doesn't make him gay. Yeah, it does.
The good news is in prison, if you do go to jail or prison, you won't have to worry about what you're going to wear. They give you an outfit.
When I met Epiphany, she was just an innocent woods girl, but I mistreated her. I sold Epiphany for online clout to a much more successful streamer that fell in love with her but got her hooked on coke. I left that situation a hero with a new Epiphany. The old one had a smelly pussy anyways. As a sign of respect, I call my new Epiphany Slam Piece. But somehow I can't forget about smelly pussy Epiphany.
Internet person, Epic Trick Big Sauce, thank you for the on-site coverage. Are you still feeling inclined to extend the olive branch of peace to Aaron? That was a joke. I don't want to be friends with this piece of shit. Are you crazy? Don't worry, Riles. Riles is like, if he makes friends with Aaron, he's a piece of shit. No one's going to make friends with Aaron. If he gets bad news, I wonder if he might crash out at you outside the court afterwards. I'd love that. Believe it or not, I'd fucking love that. It's going to be amazing. And I hope to be able to get outside the court before he comes out and ready to go. Manigan, a Quinn Martin production downtown. We call it the double extra secret super fuzzy rule. Lots of gray area.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Aaron M. Holta, guilty of 3 counts of fuzzy, guilty of the charge of fluffy, and not guilty on the charge of poofy.
See how I come out of it. Chad Buzemach says, you said you just had it. You just said you had it picked out. I know, but I'm still waffling a little bit in my head. I have the one picked out if I'm just, but I might mix and match a little bit. I haven't decided if I'm just going to go uniform or if I'm going to, I might around.
Because we've all said he's going to wear that baby, that powder blue suit with the blue and yellow tie, and now he's self-conscious about that. We know, like, you know, somebody posted like a collage of him wearing that suit everywhere.
A little bit. Hulkamasha Baby says any retard can look good in fitting clothes. Yeah, but you know which retard looks the best? This retard. Oodles of Toodles says after sentence lunch meetup at Stoney's. I got a couple things that I'm thinking of doing after we're all done.
He said this morning he's going out with SP afterwards to celebrate. So he's going to be going out with SP. If the people who come out to watch a court want to hang out and go out for a beer or something afterwards, 100%, we can all do a little hang. It'll be up to you guys what you want to do. Again, I think the court stuff will be very quick.
A few people that maybe want to do some things. We'll see. I'll be honest. I'm just happy that it's all coming to an end. You know?
Of course you are.
I'm just hoping that
I can't wait to move on to my next offense.
Just glad that it's all coming to an end, and tomorrow seems pretty straightforward. You know, I'll tell you this: you ever find yourself in trouble, don't skimp on the attorney. Pay for a real good attorney. They take care of everything.
Flat fee, $8,000. Put it on your credit card. Is that a good attorney? I'm confused.
Whoever taught me Zoomer terms should be taken out to a field and staked down for the crows. Don't crash out because you're down bad head ass.
They make sure it all goes smooth. Could not be happier. Could not be happier. No power windows. Not for probably 2 years. Probably not for 2 years. Well, but for the rest of my life, for me. If you ask me, for the rest of my life. It will all be addressed in my...
I think they asked him if he can talk about Kayla. And he said, not for 2 years. Well, but I won't even then. There's no history of me shitting on people and pounding my chest in victory after I get away with something.
In my officially written speech for tomorrow, I'll read it into the record and you'll be able to gloss over it. Martin has past convictions for aggravated robbery and being a felon in possession of a firearm. You see what it takes? This is why people who go, I hope the child goes to jail. Do you know what it takes to go to jail in Minnesota? Like, I'm not even talking prison. I'm talking like 364 days and under jail in Minnesota. And even when they sent, like, I've been in court when guys have been sentenced for like their.
Oh, fuck. My AirPods just died. I'm going to have to get new AirPods. I might have to get new AirPods. There's going to be some echo now because I'm going to have to turn on the audio on my speaker really low. So there is going to be echo now. Do not get angry at me. I have to be able to hear it a little bit. I'll keep it as low as I can. I'm so sorry. It might be, these AirPods are 6 years old and I'm the kind of person who drives stuff into the ground. So it might be time. They're charging my case. So I'll be able to put them back on in a minute. But it might be time to finally buy some new AirPod Pros. Oh, hold on. It says that they're good. It says they're 56 and 73% on the right. So I wonder if they just disconnected. Let's see.
Their fourth or fifth DWI. Last guy I saw get jail time. He had four
Maybe they
DUIs.
Just disconnected Bluetooth.
And he had his fourth DUI, and he got 30 days. 30 days in county, and he got to serve them on weekends. So he still got to work. He would go in Friday. He would get let out Sunday, and you do that 10 times, and you got your 30 days served. Like Minnesota, it's really, really hard to go to jail. I mean, and this guy, he got 5 years. He had aggravated robbery, felon in possession of a firearm, felonies committed before that, stealing bullets, like all of that. They still gave him 5 years for a weapons possession conviction on top of all that, and he would have been out in two. So Minnesota, it's really hard to go to jail in Minnesota. We just, gosh darn it, we all just believe in second chances out here, aren't we?
And third and fourth and ninth chances. Torito says, so you're missing the chili cook-off tomorrow, Big Sauce? I guess so. Micah Mills, I've been watching the Toe since August 2022. So glad you came along. I'm too stupid to do a show. Don't sell yourself short. TV's Will Heron, thank you for becoming a member. I'm sure you're watching this stuff very closely from Louisiana. Chad's a mimic, but he doesn't watch anything. Kiefer Sutherland is a new member. Chris Palmer gifting a membership. Thank you very much. Madam Priest, he still believes he's the victim. Wow, yes. He really does. Muda, great to meet you, Hackamania. It would amuse me immensely if he is forced to disclose his actual numbers and income from the show in a court document in the event of a civil case. I don't know how any of that stuff works. Kim Nicholson, please tell Kayla we want to get her justice and a lot of people who are in her corner, as it were, and open the next show with Kim Was Right. Yeah, I'll be meeting Kayla for the first time today at lunch. Scott Mass, get a selfie with SP Hero Forever. She's not coming to the courtroom. I don't think he wants her to see him not being a macho man.
For the new guys in the room whose wives dragged them to Hackamania, is this the first time you and Aaron will physically be in the same place?
Yes. Yes. I've never seen Aaron personally or met him. AO1012 can't believe his soulmate is doing this to him. Well, it's the state, really. It's not even in Kayla's hands.
Aren't we just a bunch of Swedes? Aren't we just a bunch of Scandinavians? Optic sending a text says, I hope tomorrow works out for you. Seems like it's just procedure. Just about.
Pretty much.
Just about. They just, you know, look, man, the system wants to clear these cases. They just want to get, you know, I will say a lot of us with our exposure, whether it's my case or whether it's other cases, everyone has this grandiose idea, and I did too. Everyone has this grandiose idea of like what happens with court or what happens with the criminal process and everything else. You have these ideas of what's going to happen, and it's not like that. I mean, it's very businesslike. It's very, you know, here's what we have. Here's the thing. Here's what the thing says we should do. All right, let's move on to the next. Everyone who's involved in this process thinks that they're the only ones going through it. They have a full day of shit that they have to clear out. The system does not have time to, you know, make everything a Law and Order SVU episode. There's no like magic words. There's no like, oh, you can do this and that, and then it'll work like this. No, it's all, I mean, it's all pretty much, it's pretty IKEA. You know, it's pretty made to assemble and put together and move along the assembly line, you know? Because we, you know, we thought it was like this, you know, I thought it was this magic word that I thought I had all these magic tricks and everything. Like, hey, like number one, the photo doesn't fucking exist. Nobody can produce the fucking photo. And
it doesn't matter. You've said you've done it a million times now. You've admitted to the crime. If there is a civil suit, it's a slam dunk because you can't stop running your mouth about how you did it.
They go, yeah, that doesn't matter. I'm like, what do you mean it doesn't matter? Well, Gino says it did. Well, Gino isn't f-ing testifying, therefore the picture isn't f-ing, and they go, yeah.
Do you think that the conversation the police had with Gino isn't admissible? It doesn't matter whether Gino comes and testifies. They've already got a statement.
Yeah, that's why they're offering you a deal. Oh, okay. Understandable. So it's very assembly line. It's very just like, all right, we do this, now we do this, now we do this. You know, those moments where you think, those moments where you think that you're going to have that Mariska Hargitay or Sam Waterston in the courtroom, those don't exist.
That's only
those aren't
think.
Real. Or that, well, I mean, you saw it in my case. They maybe charged him with more so they can get.
Aaron's the one who doesn't understand the court's not a show.
Him to plead to less. You know, I believe in my case that the felony came just as a cudgel to make sure I said yes to the misdemeanor.
New suit from Hunchback Warehouse for today. No, I'm not wearing a suit. Fuck that. It's going to be raining too. Oh no, they disconnected again. Fuck. But hold on. Why does it keep doing that? It's so weird. And my charging case is dead too. And I don't think I brought a lightning cable to charge them. I had to pack in such a fucking hurry. Oh, it says there's 0% now. So these are fucked. Because now it says there's 0%. A minute ago it said there were 50-something and 70. So there will be a little echo for the remainder of the clip. Sorry. Nothing I can do about it. Live with a little echo. We'll get through this together. It'll be the echo from, like, the speaker playing in the room. It won't be, like, a double play on your end. But, no, I'm not wearing a suit. I got a button-up shirt and some nice jeans. And I'm not in trouble. I don't need to be all, your honor, you know? That's a fact, Jack. Dang, Lizard, Aaron might give a 30-minute... Aaron might have a 30-minute speech he insists to read. Oh, God. Silence, do good. I hate to be greedy, and I know these requests can be annoying, but if you printed a Stoney's gift card and tried to use it, it would be epic. Yes, that would be epic. A Believer, how much expensive cam Arizona Mesa Tom, I'll Venmo some. That would be amazing. I'd appreciate that. This is a $500 camera. It was on sale for $429 at Best Buy. It's the 360. It's the Insta360 4 or X4 or something like that. No worries. Like, I wanted to buy it. I wanted to have it. It's important to be able to capture this in the best way possible. You guys have been super supportive sending me here and making this happen. If you want to contribute to it, that's amazing. But you've already paid to send me here. And my expenses are part of my dedication to the program. And I'm lucky to have people who want to support it, and thank you very much. I appreciate that. A Believer. Did you change your name from Arizona Mesa Tom? But yes, I'll be looking for that Venmo now because you've told me it's
coming. Sorry, Patrick. I can't make it out to the courthouse. I'm too busy drinking from my comically large Crown Royal bottle and screaming nothings into my microphone. You got that. But I digress.
No need to come over CarMax. I talked with Coach Scott. He told me this is a slam dunk, and these asses who made this lawfare on me will be brought to pay.
Oh, sugar plums. That's not what I said, Toe. I said your fellow inmates will slam you from behind as they make your jerk the others. You never listen, Aaron.
Wait, you have court today?
Look at you being a co-host today. Go shuffle your little mushy legs away from me. They're getting twisted in the cables under the desk.
Yeah, maybe I'll go buy new AirPods today, too. Because if I can't have AirPods on the plane, I'm going to kill myself. That's a fact, Jack. Shit show. Who ordered the load red? I'm so pride sauce. I think you mean proud, but thank you very much.
The court was going to send me home with a humagale, but then I sulatoled it pretty good.
Melton's headphones died. Another win for the toad. So that's how the echo is going to be. I just have to play it really, really quietly to myself. But I know the MacBook microphone is also attached to where the speakers are. So I'm sure there's a little echo. You'll all live. We're almost done anyway here. The big unit. I wish Moody was prosecuting this case. Fuck Aaron. Moody is so mad he's not here. Moody wishes he was here so much. He's just like, you're living the dream. He couldn't believe the Coach Scott stuff that we got. Moody wishes he was here. He said if this was next week, he might have come. He might have been able to get on a plane and come. Can you imagine flying from New Zealand for this? It's not worth it, Moody. It's not worth it. I'll provide all the details. I'll give my best account. I'll do my best job and try to make you proud. But it's so insane, you think. Can you imagine him flying from New Zealand for Aaron's sentencing?
I mean, that wouldn't be the first time that that's happened in a court of law. You don't charge someone with the thing you want to get them on. You got to, you know, unfortunate. And that doesn't mean anyone in the system is bad. That's just the way the system is.
He thinks the felony was a bargaining chip. This is, again, the guy's, there's no contrition. He still thinks he's the victim. Like, this shows his mindset going into this. This is last night.
The way it is everywhere, that's the way it is all over the place, is they overcharge, scare the shit out of you, plead to this, walk away, call it a day. It's deal making 101. Oh, also, this is a great time to point this out, too. You know all the lawyers on TV and they're all, you know, Richard Gere and Primal Fear. Yeah, they don't exist. Like the really good attorneys.
I've answered this. BMC Patrick, do you have any predictions or thoughts on what's going to happen today? Sorry if you've already answered.
Yeah, I'm not expecting anything. I'm expecting his plea deal to be approved and him to walk. That's what I expect. I'm just being honest. You know, it doesn't do me any good to fantasize about him going to jail or anything. It's funny to joke about. It's funny to think about. But, no, I think if anything, the civil suit, if he gets a civil suit, it'll be, that'll be very punitive. Just because he's already admitted everything. He's shot himself in the foot in ways he can't even fucking wrap his stupid little toe brain around yet. If Kayla decides to bring a civil suit, this is going to cause him, his stress hasn't begun. Because it won't be the state wanting to wrap things up and move things quickly through the system. This will be a victim who's going for a goal, as it were, if you will.
They're not even all Johnny Cochran, you know? They're this guy, you know? I thought, like, when I met Todd, I'm like, you know, Todd's like one of the most premier defense attorneys, criminal defense attorneys in Minnesota.
That's not true. That is not true.
And you're like, oh my God, is he going to be like, you know, Jim Carrey? Well, not Jim Carrey in Liar Liar, but like this charismatic. And they're just really smart guys who know how this system works. They've developed relationships. They know how to.
Todd's a dork, confirmed.
You know, get the wheels moving and everything else. They're really more clinical. You know, you have this idea from watching TV and movies that it's going to be, yeah, you know, we're going to big cigars.
We are less than 4 hours away from court. As a matter of fact, in 4 hours, we'll probably be done. So it's we're getting down to it, people.
Smoking guy, we're going to take care of this and we're going to do that. And it's way more calculated and, like I said, clinical than that. Most of your surgeons are not Stephen Strange. Most of your doctors and surgeons are really more Rain Man than anything else. Anonymous Fake Dono says the judge and prosecutor are ready to wrap up and release Aaron. Then he reads his apology letter and they end up arresting him. No, that can't happen. Becoming a member for 2 months says happy for you that this will be done tomorrow. Prost. Prost. Yes. My family's very excited for it, too. Everyone in my life is very excited. I told them what I plan on doing tomorrow. They were incredibly supportive of it.
So listen to how he frames this. What I'm doing tomorrow. He's going to make some big shift. There's going to be some big statement. This epiphany. This letter he's written. What I'm doing. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to flip the whole court on its head with what I'm doing. I've got an announcement to make.
I only told one kind of internet person what I plan on doing tomorrow.
What I plan on doing? I mean, he's talking like he's going to shoot up the court. You're going to read a letter. That's all you can do. That's what you're going to do. You're going to read a letter and keep your mouth shut and act like a bitch in front of the judge. That's what you're going to do. That's what we all know you're going to do. He thinks he's going to go in there. This is no lie. He thinks he's going to go in there and manipulate the judge just like he manipulates everyone. Now, again, I think he's just going to get the plea deal because it sounds acceptable. But he's talking about this in such grandiose terms. You won't believe what I'm going to do.
Oh, and that one internet person did give me like, oh, are you sure? Because, you know, you could. And it was kind of like they were coming at it from an internet point of view. And I went, look, I think this is the right thing for me. I think this is the right thing for my peace, for my happiness.
He's going to make some announcement about a giant shift in his show and how he's never going to fight with anybody again online or something. You know, like, this is crazy what he's talking about. Like, I've told people, they can't believe what I'm going to do.
I think this is the right thing for my family. I think this is the right example to set for my children, blah, blah, blah. And like, because their answer was, yeah, but what about the internet? And blah, blah, blah. I was like, and then I listed off, you know, my family, my loved ones, my friends, my children. They're like, yeah, you know what? That's kind of a better reason to do it. I'm like, okay, thank you. Making Speech Free Again says done tomorrow. Yes, done tomorrow. The case is over with.
Yes, the punishment starts, which is the same as your release terms.
Tomorrow. And I put the whole thing behind me.
Maybe not. Again, there's a possibility this stuff could get pushed down the road. because of the complications of these violations. I don't know that that's going to happen, but it's a very real thing that this whole sentencing could get kicked down the road if they find that there's merit to these violations. Jason and Mesa, you actually win. I look forward to watching the show after work. Have fun up there. You have fun watching.
Which is nice. All right, we have one more Nick fight. Yeah, there's some people who aren't big Toe fans who don't like that either. That triggers the f*** out of them that I go, I'm walking away from it. I'm all done after tomorrow. No, you can't be.
Play a clip of someone doing that, you little buck teeth ranger. Play a clip of somebody being like, no, you can't be done with it. We're not going to let you. Like what?
I'm not ready for you to be. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm like, that's how I hear it. And I'm like, yeah, that's not my problem. There's a lot of people who I don't know, who I've never met in my entire life, who are like constantly online and they're like yelling what they wish were true at me, thinking if they yell it loud enough, it will become true. And like, they want me to do something about it for them. I'm like, I don't know how else to tell you this. I'm not thinking about you.
I address you nonstop, but I'm not thinking about you.
Sounds like a personal problem. You're going to have to deal with that. I'm not your father. Nova says, is it still going to be only $50? Yeah, my attorney said the deal is still intact. There's always been, like, there could be court fees. Usually when you start probation, there is a fee that you either pay up front or you pay at the end. And that I don't know if I'll either have to pay it in 2 years or a year. I think it's going to be either a year or 2 years. I personally, here's what I think. I think because of the violation, which we're fighting and it's bullshit, they might just go, look, the conditional release is over anyway. Like as soon as I show up for court tomorrow, the conditional release is over. So they may just go, all right.
They might go, look, you broke the rules while they were in place, but they're not in place anymore. So no harm, no foul.
Let's just start the probation and all that stuff. But it may be like it could take it from a year to 2 years. The max they can do for probation is 2 years. So we didn't agree on exactly what it would be. My attorney and I just assumed it would be. We just assumed the max. You know, we just went, we'll assume the max.
We assumed the max. Your Honor, we're assuming the max.
Scott Jonesy with $1 says, so do we need your commissary details or what?
We already played this one, I think. This is so thorough. Joe Burrow one.
Bringing out the light.
Some of these clippers repeat stuff, so we might be done here.
Saber.
I talked to Todd yesterday. We're all set to go. Everything's good. Todd's words, he said everything's in place. He goes, if there was anything to worry about, I would let you know.
Yeah, I think we've already covered this. This is just more of a recap. This is this morning. Let's see how he started.
So much. All of you. I accept you. You're fine. The rest of you suck.
He's probably trying on suits right now, right? Trying to get the look right.
The first message I read this morning. You know, I get everything ready. And then I kind of tool around the news sites a little bit before the show starts. I'm not really looking at what you guys are laying down before the show. Intro starts. I'm getting my last text messages in. I'm getting all my stuff set for the day and all that. And then the first thing I read, when I go into a chat, the first thing I see, I just see someone writing, so sorry to hear about Johnny. Rest in peace.
This is what he does. What you're about to see is a little charade game he plays when he doesn't want to talk about real life. He does this a lot. So now get ready for just a little classic Toe of him making a segment out of nothing. And this is what he thinks is good radio.
I said yesterday, I said, Johnny will not be on tomorrow. Do not tell people that Johnny's dead. You do that every week. Johnny is not here on Wednesdays. Hey, Johnny is not here on Wednesdays. He never does the show on Wednesdays. He's never going to do the show on Wednesdays. And now get to, like, now there will be, like, one Wednesday where we switch him Tuesday and Wednesday. And then people will be like, I thought you said he never does Wednesday. He never, for all intents and purposes, for this conversation, he never does Wednesdays. And every Wednesday, people write in and they go, oh, Johnny, you know, Johnny's dead. Johnny died. R.I.P. Johnny. And
look at him. You can tell, like, he's got stuff on his mind, but he doesn't want to talk about it. So he's doing this little fucking game.
And I have to then deny the fact that Johnny's not dead. And I even said last night during the show, which may have been a mistake, I said, now, no matter what you guys do tomorrow, no matter what happens, do not start the show with Johnny's dead. Little Connor Peterson, first comment we get in the chat, so sorry to hear about Johnny, rest in peace. It's almost like you're doing it on purpose. It's almost like when I tell you not to do something, you just go ahead and do it anyway. And eventually, someday, I'm going to learn. Now, Deutsch Chad says,
don't you chant the N-word. Guys, you better not start chanting the N-word. Oh, are you chanting the N-word?
It's because he's dead. It's, but he's not. He's not dead. You have seen him now for what? 6 years? 7 years? You've seen him in the same general state of illness that you've seen him forever. He's just, he's had multiple sclerosis this entire time. He's been sick the entire time. He's had trouble walking the entire time. He's not dead. He's not dying. There's no reason to say rest in peace. 09 Canyon says, oh no, just got here. Johnny is really dead? I don't know how else I...
Again, he's choosing to read these free chats for no reason. A believer, this is Back to the Hack 2.0. Cheers. Thank you. It is Back to the Hack. Definitely.
Can say it. Johnny's alive and well. Johnny's doing just fine. Johnny, you could argue, might be healthier than all of us.
Wasn't he just in the hospital and you refused to raise money for him?
Deutsch, you know what? Deutsch Chad does a really good impression of... He does a really good impression of a steel toe hater. He goes, I reject your reality. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of I reject your reality.
No, we live in reality. What? We have no bearing on what happens today. Whatever happens today happens. That's a fact.
Chips and Dip says, has anyone checked on him today? He's probably sleeping in, most likely. Scott Jones, he says Johnny jumping out the window was kind of funny, RIP, but he didn't though. And Johnny can't, his legs don't work well enough. He can't spring load his legs to jump. Dinosaur Fuel says, prove it then. No, I don't have to prove it. He didn't die. Mr. Beat says, oh my God, really? Last night in his sleep, at least he wasn't suffering. He's sleeping. Oh, no. Now I've done the thing that kids do when they get explained by an adult. That when they get explained to them by an adult that someone died, they go, oh, no, they're just resting. They're sleeping. No, Johnny's really probably sleeping in. He doesn't.
Okay, so that's the first 5 minutes of his show. I think around 20 minutes is when he got the. Is he still on? Let me refresh this. Around 20 minutes.
Executed for crimes. It wasn't state sanctioned, like throwing people off of buildings is in Iran.
But where the Iranian regime is.
He's still alive. This is nuts. Around 20 minutes in, he got the thing about me going to see Coach Scott and refused to put it on the screen, but had to address it. And said, "What people will do with their time and money, man, that's just pathetic." And I guess it is. I guess it is. But at least it's voluntary. At least I wasn't court-ordered to come here to Minnesota today, and I didn't have to ask anybody's permission to come here and do this today. I'm doing this for all of you, for the Dabbleverse, for shits and giggles, for entertainment. We don't have any control over what happens to Aaron. We don't care. We're just going to make sure he can't spin it. I'm going to be in that courtroom. Several other fans are going to be in that courtroom. I'm sure that there'll be some Knick haters and Kiwi Farm people in that courtroom. And you'll get to hear the two sides of what happened. You'll be able to make that determination of what you think is real. You know, everybody's got bias when it comes to this kind of things. Thanks for joining up, Psych. And it'll be up to you. You're not retarded to determine what happened. And, you know, the fact is none of this has anything to do with Knick. And, you know, Kayla is the victim of this. Whether or not you like Knick or Kayla or any of that stuff, this is about a crime Aaron Imholt committed, has admitted to committing, and is going to end up pleading guilty to. And sometimes bad things happen to bad people. If you believe Knick and Kayla are bad, then yeah, that doesn't mean that something can't happen to them that's fucked up. And the same for Aaron. Aaron can get robbed or stabbed or killed or murdered, and that's also fucked up, even though he's a piece of shit. So there are just facts in this case. I'm going to go. I'm going to take as many notes as I can in the time that I'm allowed. I'm going to film as much as I can. What I can of Aaron, it'll be a hoot, and that's it. What happens happens. Like we have no control over it. We're not going to feel a certain way about it either way. If he ends up getting a slap on the wrist and walking out, that's what happened. If he ends up getting a year in jail, that's what happened. A year in jail is funnier, but I have no control over it, and I'm not invested in it, and neither should you be. And even if you think Aaron's a bad person and Aaron deserves to get punished and finally get some justice served, then that's fine too. Just I'm preparing you not to be upset if it doesn't occur. It's not for us to say. It's not in our hands. And what happens happens. Reality is reality, and you'll serve yourself well for living in it, because Aaron doesn't. Like, whether or not he thinks this violation is serious or not, it's serious enough that the court brought the charges forward. And whether or not he gets punished for them or not is neither here nor there. It is a serious thing. He did fuck up. It is a violation. And him getting away with it or it being dismissed or him not taking it seriously doesn't change any of those facts. The ghost of Mr. P, have a shot of beer on me at Stoney's and then throw them at the cheap bar mirror. Fuck Chad Zumok. Thank you, Ghost of Mr.
Trust me, I do live in the real world. I'm very mush aware it's Wednesday. Are you aware that Wednesday begins with the letter W? Just like the word win, as in another one for the toe.
The rain's picking up outside. The thunder is rolling. I imagine it's going to be a nightmare out there. I don't have an umbrella. It could be rough. I mean, if it's really storming, I don't know if we can sit outside the courthouse. I mean, we'll just be drenched. But that also means Aaron can't just sit outside the courthouse. So perhaps we'll go into the common areas and we'll sit down outside the courthouse. And when he comes up, he'll kind of be trapped. He can make a choice to go back and sit in his car or sit there and just be uncomfortable and get ogled by his gallery of detractors. But one thing's for sure, we're going to see a different Aaron in that courtroom. We're going to see him humbled. We're going to see him being contrite. We're going to see him try to manipulate this judge with whatever he has up his sleeve with this letter. And it's going to be fantastic. Aaron's still alive if you want to go over there and watch his final moments. I'm going to get out of here. I got to get a shower and get ready. I got a couple things I want to do before I meet up with the people for lunch. And then we head over to the courthouse. Follow me on Twitter, PMelt. I'll be giving updates as I can. Hopefully there'll be a show later tonight where I bring you all the details that I can. This Little Piggy Friday will be on Carl's channel. That should be interesting. We'll have some time to process this. We'll see what's going on. Juju G says, I'll bring an umbrella for you. Thank you. That'd be amazing. Make sure it's a big golf umbrella because I got a lot of, I cover a lot of land. I'm a lot of square meters big. I'm a big boy. And it has to have a hunch attachment. Make sure it has a something to cover my hunch. Maybe I'll just put this donut on my back. As big as my donuts, as big as your hunch. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. We're trying to get these buzzer beaters out of the way.
The court will now hear a last-minute character witness for the defense.
Your Honor, please be lenient on Mubi. If that ass was locked up, Stoney's just wouldn't feel the same on those lonely Thursday nights. Take that for what you mean it for.
Amazing. Principled uncertainty. Godspeed, Big Sauce. Bone CK, member for 21s, make a Justice for Kayla t-shirt with a Sharpie. I'm not going to wear a t-shirt. Definitely not going to wear a white one in the rain. You're not going to get to see these honkers, you fucking savages. Douglas Nelson, any details will help with the cartoons later. Yeah, I'm sure you'll be doing some fantastic work. T.O. Hank says, trim the beard. Too late. It's too late. I don't have time to go see a barber, but I'm sure it's... because I haven't showered, it's all frazzled. But I'm not worried about that, man. It's not about my appearance. I'm a fucking, I'm a big oaf. I'm a big unkept man. But unkept also in the sense that I don't have to ask the state to leave the state. All right, we're getting out of here. Thank you guys so much for watching. Appreciate it. George says there's a no smoking room. That's a no smoking room. You don't know that. And nobody over here is smoking anyway. I'm pretty sure all of St. Cloud is a smoking room. This place is the worst. No, just kidding. Everyone's been so nice. You'll find out what's going on later. Thank you for all the details and love. Rick O'Shea says, thanks for the show, Patrick. Thank you. Sorry about the audio issues. Might have to go get some AirPods. We're doing it. Hit the like button before we get out of here. Thank you to so many people watching. I guess there were 1,000 people at one point. I don't know how many there are now. Don't care. That's not the goal here. And we don't really have a goal here. But, you know, I will be looking for that Venmo, Arizona Mesa Tom. We'll see you guys later. We'll have all the details. We'll let you know what happens. I'm here on the ground reporting for WNLO News.